You doing okay, honey? Yeah? Are you just looking through that picture book? I remember when we first started dating. I can't believe you convinced me to take pictures on the first date. Well, there was a photo booth, but I don't know. I don't exactly take photos with people the first time I meet them. I guess you just bring out the extroverted part of me. Look, you can even tell how awkward we were together. This one. Went to the zoo. Another cheesy photo. It is cheesy. Look at us. What are we posing with the animals? Oh, this one's cute. Yeah. It's when we went to that tasting restaurant, but none of the food was good. Yeah, I remember we were trying to take like Instagram cute photos, but all the food was so bad that it was hard to fake it. You still had a good time though, right? I had a great time with you, but I would have preferred we ate somewhere else. This one. I think that was my birthday, right? Yeah. You're pretty romantic. Told you I never celebrated, and you planned all that just to take me out. Made me feel special for a while. You still make me feel special. This one, when you cut your hair. Yeah. Wanted to show it off. I took so many photos of you after that haircut for a reason. I know you wanted to flaunt it, and you always told me you were a little insecure about it, so somebody had to hype you up. This one. Yeah, when we were dog sitting, I remember that. They really loved you. We were even thinking about getting a dog for a bit, right? Whatever happened to that idea? We're all settled down and cozy right now. I wouldn't mind picking that one back up. Okay, we can think on it. But their puppy did really like you. See, you can even tell. Look, you're smiling so hard. They're licking your face. Dog whisperer. Oh, you can argue all you want, but we have photographic evidence right here. What else? Lots of photos of trips, hiking, camping, hotels. Oh, there's one with my family. They really loved you when they first met you. Talked about you for weeks. I know you were so nervous to meet them, but they really, really loved you. I remember getting texts after we drove home about, wow, she's such a nice girl. I'm so glad you brought her over. Oh, or when are we gonna see her again? I think they liked you more than me. What's wrong, baby? Hey. I know it's hard. I know not everyone gets to feel confident and secure in their sexuality. I know everyone's experience is different. And I'm glad your experience with my family was great, but I know it's not like that all the time. I know you still think about it when people give you strange looks or you feel insecure. How sometimes you wonder about going out and what people will think of you. What family thinks of you. What your coworkers and friends will think of you. I know that now more than ever, those fears are on your mind. And I get it. I do. I know it's a lot to carry. I know that anxiety feels overwhelming sometimes. Like there's no way to escape it and there's nothing you can do about it. And the way that you live right now might be in danger. But that's not the way it really is, baby. I understand that fear. I know why you're anxious. But just because you're afraid doesn't mean you can't keep living your life. You can't let fear run it. And if anyone's gonna fuck with you or tell you off or insult you or be a creep, you know you got me. Mm-hmm. Big, strong, scary girlfriend, okay? I know that doesn't make it better, but I want you to know that I see how much this weighs on you. How much this weighs on us. And that I'm here for you. These shouldn't have to sit on your mind. This anxiety, this fear. Someone as amazing as you shouldn't have to experience that. And I'm sorry you do. If I could just pick you up and hold you and take you away from it all, I would. You know that. I wish I could just cuddle you up in my arms and take you away to somewhere magical. Like Narnia. Or, I don't know, a portal or something. Take you away from all this. Somewhere warm, cozy, free of all of this fear. But I can't, and I'm just a girl who loves a girl in our own tiny apartment. And all we can do is be ourselves, right? Push through it. Focus on each other. Maybe that'll work. I think it's pretty clear from the way that I love you that we're real, right? If somebody doubts us and then sees the way I stare at you when you have your favorite little cup of juice, your little sweet treat, or the way that we cozy up when we're watching our favorite shows together, the way that you hold my hand when we're walking down the street, I think it's pretty clear from a mile away that we're with who we're meant to be with. And that my love for you is as real as it gets. And hopefully your love for me is too. I know it is. I know it is. I just don't want to put words in your mouth. Come on. This strong, independent woman. You don't want me speaking for you. Everything about us together is perfect and beautiful and great just as it is. No one can come between that. Ever. No matter what ugly things someone might say, it doesn't change the way I feel about you, the way I want to be with you, the way we are together. And I'm definitely not leaving you over some idiot. No, you're gonna have to pry me off of you, girly. Stuck to you like glue. Because before I met you, life was dull and a little bit scary and pretty empty. I didn't have anyone to curl up on the couch with. Or to text every time I see colorful rocks or art or when I get a cool looking pastry. I didn't have anyone to wonder about during my workday. I didn't have anyone to curl up against me at night, ask me how my day has been, play with my hair. Anyone to steal all of my soap in the shower. Mm-hmm. Even my fancy stuff. No, you can keep doing it. It's fine. Life is so much better and brighter with you in it. The world is so much more colorful, beautiful, gorgeous when you're in it. It's like one of those movie scenes where the main character finally steps out into the sun and music starts playing and birds fly out from behind them and a rainbow appears. You're all of that. You took my world from black and white to technicolor, and I'm never going back. No matter what weirdos online say or in person, you're perfect just the way you are. Nothing about you needs to be changed or fixed. None of it's unnatural or fucked up. You're beautiful and amazing and perfect just the way you are. With whoever you like. Even if it's not me. Although, it's definitely me. You're beautiful. And I want only good things for you. Only good people, good experiences. You're too perfect to experience bad stuff. No, you're too beautiful to experience all the ugly parts of the world. Only pretty stuff for my girl. Can I get a hug? I love you. I love us. You're so, so perfect to me. I love everything about being with you. My beautiful, gorgeous, precious, pretty, cute, lovely, wonderful, radiant girl. Oh, you're radiant. Practically glowing from where I'm standing. The sun's got someone to compete with. A beautiful smile. Those stunning eyes. You're perfect in every single way. Every single inch. Not a single thing I change. Not a size, not a color, not a shape. You're beautiful just the way you are. And I love every single part of you, just the way it is. And as long as you'll have me, I'll be here to love you. For as long as I live. It's a promise. I'm sticking around. Someone's gotta take care of you. Be the big scary guard dog when people are mean. Take care of you when you're sick. I want to be that person. I want to take care of my girl. I love you, baby. I love you so much. What, do I look too sappy right now? Too in love? All droopy-eyed, staring at you. Hey, I can look like a puppy in love. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with me loving on my girl. Being all over her. Yeah, I didn't think so. I love you, honey. You're so beautiful and precious and gorgeous and amazing. And there's no one else I'd ever trade for you. My perfect, perfect girl. You're beautiful just the way you are, honey. Don't ever change it.